Jesse Vernon Mitchell, Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Date of birth is 6/23/1952. This is for date of service 2/17/2022. Mr. Vernon Mitchell is a 22-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when he was 44 years old. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post endarterectomy 3 months ago. He also has osteoarthritis. For his diabetes, he is on Basaglar 70 units twice daily, and he wakes up with his blood sugars in the 200 range. He has rare episodes of hypoglycemia. For breakfast, he usually has eggs or a sandwich or shares a breakfast with his wife. Lunch is usually a sub or a sandwich. Dinner is usually baked chicken with a protein and a carbohydrate. He snacks on peanuts. He denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. He denies any shortness of breath or chest pain. He reports some weight gain over the years. He checks his blood sugars twice a day. His fasting blood glucose this morning was 255. Yesterday it was 243. Last night his blood glucose was 277. The patient states that he occasionally will have some night sweats, and he associates this with fluctuations in his blood glucose. When he gets the night sweats, his blood sugars are usually in the 200s. On Wednesdays, he usually fasts for 6 hours. He reports an allergy to Lantus. However, he is on Basaglar. Plan number one, for his type 2 diabetes, we will check a current hemoglobin A1C. The patient reports blood sugars in the 200 range. Therefore, we will adjust his diabetic regimen and place him on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. We will adjust the Basaglar to 60 units twice daily while he is on the 0.25 milligrams period. However, when he reaches the 0.5 milligrams weekly on the Ozempic, then we will recommend Basaglar 50 units twice a day. Next number, we will bring the patient back in 3 months to reassess his glycemic control after making the above changes. Next number, we will also give him a sliding scale of Novolog insulin, 4 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, we will check a current lipid panel, continue current therapy. Thank you for allowing me to next number, for his chronic kidney disease, his latest GFR is an estimated GFR of 55 milliliters per minute. We will recheck this during his follow-up visit. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.